This is the Love That Album Compilation Edition, covering soundtracks, tribute albums, best ofs, box sets, and more.
Greetings, Love That Album listeners. This is Eric Reanimator. And yes, we have come to the start of the end. And not just because I'm playing pop country. We'll get to that in a minute. Because I am embarking on my final run of these compilation edition episodes. I will be wrapping up the compilation edition towards the end of this year. It's going to be a little bit different. I'm not going to be focusing on compilations or box sets or soundtracks. I'm going to spend a couple episodes talking about some bands that I really care about and then have a wrap-up episode. And there's going to be a month in there where I'm going to skip because I'm going to be on the regular episode of Love That Album. At least that's the plan. So, more details about that to come. What we're listening to now is country singer Ashlyn McBride off of her album from, I should have had this up, from 2018 called Girl Going Nowhere. So this is one of those albums that I just kind of randomly picked up from the library and I kind of dug it. It's definitely modern country. It's definitely poppy. But it's got a certain soul and a certain kind of something that makes me want to listen. So let's sample some of what there is on this album to check out.
Don't waste your life behind that guitar. You may get gone, but you won't get far. You're not the first, won't be the last, and you can tell us all about it when you come crawling back that road you're on. Just winds and winds, you're spinning your wheels, wasting your time. But when the lights come up and I hear the band, and where they said I'd never be, exactly where I am, I hear the crowd. I look around and I can't find an empty chair. Not bad for a girl going nowhere. I get these calls.
What I like about this album is the story songs. It's fun. It's bouncy. It's got some simplicity to it. Yes, there is definitely some modern 2018 pop country production going on, and that can get obnoxious. I kind of would like to hear a live album of this material, something a little more rough around the edges, maybe with a little few more flaws. But overall, I find myself enjoying this, and there's definitely more to this record than just the radio-friendly pop country. There's definitely some kind of more singer-songwriter, introspective ballady kind of stuff. And there's definitely some rockin' tunes and even some kind of slight sunshine pop psych stuff going on. Now, I don't know about the rest of you, but living in the age of podcasts and streaming media, I find my listening to albums and compilations to be more and more infrequent. In fact, I find myself listening almost exclusively in the car these days. And the times I don't have news radio on, and that would be our NPR here in the States, I typically have CDs going. Don't tend to listen to podcasts in car unless I'm on a long trip. At any rate, that's part of the changing landscape of maybe why it's time for me to move along from Love That Album's compilation edition is I have just not been in the habit of listening to these compilations and albums like I was when we started. And some of that's just the natural progression of time, and some of that is things going on with me at home, and the fact that I don't really have less than 5-minute commute to my office and 5 minutes back, so I don't spend a lot of time in traffic listening to things. At this point, that needs to change. One of the reasons that I'm ending this is because I really, really need to move along in my career. So, it's kind of sad, but at the same time, these things happen, and it's like a country song. All things move towards their end. And so, for the remainder of this episode, I have got two more female country artists I want to spotlight. And that maybe expose people to. So, listen to a little more of Ashlyn, but it's Ashley. But we'll listen to a little more of her stuff, and then we will move on, and we'll talk about our next artist when we come back. It's got a hole in the elbow, bandana pocket, silver. Snap at the bottom, I said, that thing's seen better days, daddy, you should toss it. And he just said, darling, I can't, this thing is 2,000 bonfires, a hitchhiked to Boulder, it's kept a million raindrops off your mama's shoulders, my heart on my sleeve, my life in these patches. Then he wrapped his arms around me in that old jean jacket. It's been a bed for a hound dog, a picnic blanket. A spider web where the windshield used to be. What's left of the dashboard, the smell of gasoline. I could just make out one neon light south off through the trees. My feet took off for walking, for my mind caught up with me. When I walked in, my tab was already open. My drink was poured, my cigarette was smoking. And somebody said, hey girl, where you been? Don't you know I've been waiting for you? I got a band up there, been down to play. The little devil went down to Georgia. The rest that traveling soul looks like the road was long. Welcome And here we are on that line between country and Americana. And this is another 2018 album. This is Amanda Shires with To the Sunset. Now, Amanda Shires, if you know anything about her, she is married to Jason Isbell, who was in the Drive-By Truckers and is a solo artist in his own right. Probably one of the great Americana singer-songwriters. And I don't like to say Americana because he's definitely got some country, some rock, some folk. So I guess that's Americana. And you can hear in this the similarity to the Ashley McBride stuff I was just playing. Some of the instrumentation is similar. It's still got that kind of dusty, slow country feel. And some of the production is the same, but it's not quite as pop. Shire's voice is definitely different. It's definitely less traditional or maybe less pop country friendly. You know, you can kind of hear how McBride stuff would wind up on radio, but Shires might be a hard sell to people more accustomed to poppy Nashville sounds. But that doesn't change the fact that this is a pretty amazing album, and it's one I came to earlier this year. I spent a good amount of time in the CD player in the car. It's got a little bit of, I don't want to say Nico Case, because Nico's got a darker, more brooding kind of image and projection. What's the word I'm looking for? Persona. Whereas Shires is definitely a little more angelic, but there's definitely some darkness in there as well, and some, I don't want to say pathos, but something like that. So let's check out a little more of what she has to offer.
Oh,
See, I like that. I think it's got an edge to it, and there's definitely some dealing with the darkness of the time. I think that as we get farther and farther away from the moment that this record was made, it's going to be more and more a reflection of the culture and society and people's thoughts and what's going on. And I think that's what's great with a lot of this music, is that not only does it stand on its own at this time, but it's a signpost, and it becomes one of my favorite things, and one of the things that I've always tried to do with this podcast, which is become cultural archaeology, to dig things out from the digital dustbin or the CD landfill or whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, Amanda Shire is well worth checking out. So I'm going to move on now to my current musical crush, and you've probably heard me talk about this artist, but, you know, let's give her one more spin. So it's time for a little more rock country kind of stuff with the one and only Nikki Lane. Maybe more than anything, Nikki reminds me of a Nico Case kind of singer. Doesn't necessarily have the same vocal range and the same kind of haunted affect, but man, there's just something about her. There's the stories, there's a toughness. She really also reminds me of that 80s cowpunk stuff I really like. Blood on the Saddle, Divine Horseman. The Screaming Sirens, you know, she's got something that makes her stand out, and I'm not sure that I can put my finger right on it. But there's an energy and a drive to her music, and there's a sneer to it. There's a honesty, and I don't know. I just continually been listening to her three albums the last year and a half. So, I don't know what else I can say. I mean, there's a lot of great women out there making kind of country Americana rock. There's Jade Jackson's another up-and-coming artist who last album I didn't love, but there's something about her that I definitely appreciate. And I hope that people will open up their minds a little bit more. And a lot of what I've been trying to do with these compilation series is to expose people to music they don't necessarily hear. And one of the oldest tropes in the music fandom of today is I like everything except for country, and then you start digging in and it's like, no, what you're saying you don't like is the pop country that is being processed by Nashville and sold by the bucket load, and I bet you at the same time you don't like the LA New York shiny pop star scene either. So I'm gonna play you a little bit more Nikki's stuff, and then I'll come back to wrap this up, and that'll be it for this month.
last night I got a bass drum thumping in my head. Woke up at the crack of dawn, I was laying in a stranger's bed. He looked nice, but I didn't think twice, cause I knew that I'd done wrong. It looks like he's starting to stir.
There we go. Nikki Lane, Amanda Shires, and Ashley McBride. I think three women working in country music or the peripheral of country music that are worth your time and attention. There are definitely more. So I promised I would talk a little about what's coming up. So there's three bands that I've talked about before, but I want to devote an episode to each of them, kind of talking about their career and how important they were to me at pivotal moments in my life, basically in high school through college, and how they maybe still resonate. If you followed me at all, you probably know who I'm talking about, but I'm going to kind of tease it. Morris and I are planning to do a Love That album for September, so look out for that. And then probably in November, it's going to be the wrap-up for the compilation edition, where I'm probably going to do some freeform stuff, probably just talk a little bit about music, the state of music. And that will be it. So I want to thank everyone who's listened. And I want to say, hey, if you get the opportunity, check out some of this music. Catch you next time.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frenino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.